Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Good morning. I want to say happy Tuesday, but we've already had a morning and it's only 6 o'clock.
I know.
We are glad that you're here with us. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. And,
I knew the day would come, Kendra. I knew the day would come that I forget my badge and can't get into the building.
So here's the thing, if you're just tuning in. We moved, everyone knows, we moved into a new studio. We call it Storage B. But now we're in like a big office park building. So we have to park in a parking garage. We have to walk across the street. But we need an ID now to get in to the parking garage, to get into the front entrance of the door, to get into our level where we are, where all the studios are.
Yeah.
And to get into the room where our studio is and to use the bathroom.
You need it like 20 times a day.
It's the most important thing that you have aside from the clothes on your back.
Yes.
Like you need this key card everywhere. And, well, Sue was in a different car this morning. She took her husband's car, which we're going to get to. And this is part of the problem. When you take your spouse or somebody else's car in the morning.
It screws me up so bad.
And so I'm walking out, about to go into the entrance to the door. And she's like, oh, my God, I forgot my, I don't have my key card. I can't get into the parking garage. So back around I go, waiting in the crosswalk to give her my ID. I'm like, well, if we make the show, we make the show. It's fine.
I know.
But now you'll be
borrowing. I made everybody late. And now, yeah, you had to wait for me in the parking garage.
I'm late every day.
I had to swipe in. And then now I know, and everybody listening knows that I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'm going to forget to bring your badge and I'm going to be locked out. You're going to go on the air and go, where is Sue? And I will tell you right now where I'll be.
Do you know that's
I'll
a fear?
I'll be locked out.
I have had that fear because you're much more organized than I am. And you're much more well put together than I am when you leave and you go to things. I'm just a flubbering mess. I've panicked because I don't take my phone either when I go to the bathroom. And I'm panicking that one day I'll go there and I'll be locked in
the
hallway.
I don't take mine either.
Without a phone or a badge.
That's me because I don't take my phone to the bathroom. No. You'll hear like a slight like murmur of somebody yelling help and then a banging.
What would we do? Because the way it's set up here, the bathroom is in a back hallway. It's just all white walls. There is no, like, unless somebody is getting coffee in the little kitchen area, there's a little skinny, it almost looks like the prison cell door window. It's a very, very skinny little window.
That I could bang on. I can't even get into the kitchen without my badge.
Well, this is what I mean. You'd have to wait for somebody to go in the kitchen and get coffee and like, kind of wave your hand and go, help, help. So, I mean, it's just
so
it's
like
hilarious.
Honestly, being trapped in the back hallways in this building is a nightmare, and that's where I'll be.
I know it's going to happen to one of us, but I'm just glad that my badge worked in the garage.
I thought you were just going to say, I'm just glad it's not me.
Oh.